This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 15th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Leah Sharabu is spending her second birthday in a row held captive by the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram in Nigeria, Africa. She turned 16. She was captured in February 2018 with 109 other girls from the town of Dapchi. A month after their initial kidnapping, Boko Haram released 104 of the surviving girls, keeping only Leah, the only Christian in the group, reports International Christian Concern. The government of Nigeria has all but forgotten Leah and her family. Please pray that God will intervene and Leah will be free once again. Despite Asia Bibi's desperate attempts to reach a country of safe haven, her life remains under threat even in the western nation of Canada, some 6,500 miles away from the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan, reports FaithWire.com. According to the British Pakistani Christian Association, a Muslim man who claims to reside in Canada has released a chilling video in which he can be seen singing, quote, an Islamic chant honoring Muhammad and professing that he is a beloved believer of Islam who will slay the blasphemer Asia Bibi, end quote. Her release from death row by the Pakistani Supreme Court after having initially been found guilty of trumped-up blasphemy charges is a real bone of contention with the millions of radicalized Muslims across the globe who are waiting for an opportunity to assassinate her. On Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. He referenced the less belittling of Christians today, as well as the former Obama administration's hostility to Christianity.
We live in a time when it's become acceptable and even fashionable to ridicule and even discriminate against people of faith. You know, it wasn't all that long ago that the last administration brought the full weight of the federal government against the Little Sisters of the Poor, merely because that group of nuns refused to provide a health plan that violated their deeply held religious beliefs. And when the state of Georgia recently was debating legal protections for the unborn, a bevy of Hollywood liberals said they would boycott the entire state.
Gary Bauer, president of American Values, said, quote, it boils down to this, the days of easy Christianity in America are over, end quote. Matthew 5:10 says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Attorney General William Barr has assigned John Durham, the United States attorney in Connecticut, to examine the origins of the Russia investigation, reports the New York Times. Yesterday, on the White House South Lawn, President Trump denied that he asked Attorney General Barr to investigate the origins of the Russian investigation.
No, I didn't ask him to do that. I didn't know it, but I think it's a great thing that he did it. I saw it last night, and they want to look at how that whole hoax got started. It was a hoax.
2 days after a California school board approved new curriculum that includes sexually perverted history, parents of more than 700 students kept their children home in protest on May 3rd, reports Christian Headlines. Unlike sex ed, there is no opt-out for parents in the law. 1 hour northeast of Sacramento, the Rockland School District Board okayed the curriculum May 1st by a vote of 3-2. Requiring students in kindergarten through fifth grades to learn about the contributions of key sexual perverts in history and social studies curriculum, according to the Sacramento Bee. Matthew 18:10 says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. And finally, a Texas woman has been removed from life support against her family's wishes, and despite her demonstration of clear commands. Doctors at Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital in Houston turned off the ventilator for stroke victim Carolyn Jones on May 13th, despite repeated pleas from her distraught family members, reports FaithWire.com. Jones was forced to struggle on without ventilation when medics stripped her of life-saving treatment. While she is still alive at this time, doctors have told the family that if she continues to survive, they will switch off her dialysis machine, according to Click2 Houston. Mark Dixon of Right to Life of East Texas explained that, quote, on Friday, May 3rd, the family was notified by the hospital that the ethics committee had made the decision to take Carolyn Jones off of the ventilation by the power granted to them by the Texas Feudal Care Law, end quote. Despite the family begging, quote, please don't do this, end quote, hospital staff continued to flick the switches. The Texas 10-day rule went into effect, and on Monday, May 13th at 2 p.m., Carolyn Jones was taken off of her ventilator. The Texas Feudal Care Law, or 10-day rule, is a directive which allows healthcare facilities to discontinue life-sustaining treatment 10 days after giving written notice to the family. To the surprise of many, though, she did not die. As of 7 a.m. Tuesday, she is currently still alive and breathing on her own. At this point, the family has been told by the hospital that no other life-sustaining measures will be provided. Call the president of the hospital, Chuck Stokes, to object Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, 713-222-2273. That's 713-222-2273. Or email him through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Continue to pray that God would do a miracle in Carolyn Jones. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.